Exiled Libyan author Hisham Mattar will tonight deliver the opening address at this year's Sydney Writers Festival. Mattar's visit comes 1 month before Libya is set to hold its first democratic elections, following the successful Arab Spring uprising and toppling of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. In his latest novel, Mattar explores the kidnapping and disappearance of an exiled dissident. It's a story drawn directly from his own life. Mattar's father was abducted by Gaddafi's agents in Cairo in 1990, and his fate to this day remains unknown. Inside an old pier on Sydney Harbour, the author sat down with reporter Callista Whitenberg to speak about Libya's upcoming elections, its fragile future, and the author's own experience of loss, exile and revolution.
I'm at two minds. I feel that the elections will be good because they will get people involved in campaigning and in that sort of citizenry active involvement. But at the same time, I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced how you run an election like that with the amount of guns that there are. So I'm not convinced it's possible.
In an article for The Guardian that you wrote, you explained that the post-nightmare state is a very fragile one. Is this where you see Libya at currently? And what then do you see as the future challenges for the country, I suppose, heading into elections?
I do think Libya is at the post-nightmare state. It is even arguable whether Gaddafi has actually left. I mean in the conscience, in the thinking, in the mentality, in the obsessions. You know, of course he's no longer alive, he's no longer there, but he's there in other ways. And those are the very tricky ways to confront, you know, and to talk about. So, for example, recently the National Transitional Council had proposed to pass a law that would make it illegal for anyone to praise Gaddafi. That's such an interesting thing, I think. It's fascinating because it says a lot to me about what the state of mind is. You know?
And your latest work of fiction explores events in your own life and the abduction of your own father. Are you able to share with us this experience and more precisely how it feels to lose someone, I suppose not through death, but through disappearance?
I've learned something about a certain kind of loss that is very peculiar. The weight of the grief is different than when somebody dies, because the possibility of them being alive and experiencing the world at exactly this moment in time, under the same sun, under the same moon, is real. And so it changes how one grieves and remembers and longs and thinks about the person.
During the Arab Spring and the uprisings in Libya, I read that you ran a small newsroom to feed updates from contacts within Libya to the media outside. Is there a moment, and I suppose an image or a sound or a memory from this period that is quite significant for you? And I suppose why is that?
So many different things, but maybe the more subtle ones are the ones that somehow have a deeper resonance. An old friend of mine who has never openly faced the regime, has always been just, you know, doing his best within the limits. He was a judge, and he was one of the first people that went out on the 15th of February, 2 days before the announced date of the revolution. And he went the first day, and then they killed some of them, some of the demonstrators, and he went back the following day, and I spoke to him that morning. And he had just come out of the house, and his voice was sort of tight. And I said, "Where are you? Where are you going?" He said, "Well, I'm going back to the demonstration." My wife said, "You're mad. You shouldn't go to the demonstration. Do you not fear for your daughter?" she says. And he says back, "It's exactly because I fear for my daughter that I'm going out." And that was a moment that I felt that something significant was going on, because when those types, you know, who are very conservative, I mean, about their safety, and very, very careful about crossing the red lines, say stuff like that, then you know that something incredibly significant and dramatic is going on.
Libyan author Hisham Mattar speaking there with Callista Whitenberg. His latest novel is called Anatomy of a Disappearance.